Okay, so it's almost that time in year six at Michael Faraday School. Once again, the start of SATS week. We say it with a deep pause. It sounds nervous. It isn't that nervous because we're very well prepared here. And I've got a couple of the year six young students to explain what's been happening. So young man, your name?
Noah.
And madam?
Semma.
So you have Noah and Semma, both from year six at Michael Faraday. Now, Noah, let's think carefully. So when does SATS week start?
Next week.
Starts next week. Yeah. And how long does it last for?
Five days.
5 days. Now, I've not quite seen next SEMA the timetable. So do you know, please, what particular papers will you be doing on each day?
On Monday, we'll be doing the reading test. And then I think on Friday, the teachers will assess our writing and science. And on Thursday, I think it's the maths.
Yep, so it's a mixture really of the reading and the writing, literacy based, and also maths, and there is some science assessment also thrown in there. Well, no, we've been really doing lots of rehearsals and trying to get our technique for SATS to be perfected over the past few weeks. What kind of activities have we been doing in the classroom?
Well, in our class, we've been doing lots of tests, because some people get extra time, like, for them to build their pace and be confident with their tests. And we do lots of tests, like today. Some people are complaining about the test, but it's worth it because there's SATs nearly coming up, so we need to be ready.
And we've got many techniques, I think different techniques, Semma, for different pupils, depending on what kind of needs that you might have or how confident you feel. What has been some of the advice that we've had from our teachers here to make a SATS week be the best we can?
Well, I think yesterday we watched a video about the English test, and it gave us a few tips, and the teacher told us to write them down. One of them were answer the question and you don't have to memorise the text, you can go back to it.
And what do you feel now? So which particular paper or which particular subject do you feel the most confident about? Which one are you looking forward to?
Well, it's all different because I always look forward to all our subjects, like especially maths, literacy, because that's mostly I enjoy. But I still like science because you learn about many things and...
Yeah, that's a very, very nice, positive way to approach it. So you look forward to all of them, which is good. And Semma, so it's SATS week. There's lots of ideas that we have about SATS week, and it can get a little bit stressful, but we treat it at Michael Faraday as relaxed as we can. Maybe for people listening, can you explain, so why is SATS week so important? What does it do for the school?
Well, it's quite personally important too, but for the school, it tells the government and other people if that school is teaching quite well.
Yeah, I think perfect. And so I love the idea you're saying. It's important for you personally. We always want to try and achieve our best here at Michael Faraday. But really, it's an idea, it's an indication as to how well we're doing as a school and how we can improve our teaching and make it even better. Noah, so we've got 5 days or so coming up of SATS. We need to really approach it. It needs to be done. I'm sure you'll be fine. When it's finished, a final question. What kind of plans have you got to celebrate? What might you do?
After the SATS.
After SATS.
Well, after SATS, we have a rest, one week of rest then. When we come back to school, there'll be a school journey. It's where everyone gets to have fun, no more revision and no more work because they're just having fun with their friends.
Yeah, that sounds very good to me. So we got next week to get through. And then school journey, looking forward maybe to the school play as well, so lots of great activities for the rest of the summer term. Well, I wish you both well, and all the other Year 6 students, so Noah and Semma, I'm sure from what I've seen from your revision, very, very confident. So fingers crossed and thank you, all right? Bye-bye.
Bye.